All right, it's time we have a conversation again. And today I will be joined by, of course, telephonically, by Mr. Manfred Kamwanga Likoro. He's a computer engineer. And we are going to center on the... We are going to center on the issue of, ICT as a subject. So for me to prepare it better and well, for our viewers that are on Facebook, let's go for a short break, and we'll be right back. And we'll continue, because for our viewers that are watching us on Facebook, you also need to be in line and following. And just give me some time here, so that we just do that. Right. It seems that technology is kicking me here. We'll fix that as we go. But we will have Mr. Kamwanga Manfred Likoro on online. We are talking about the importance of ICT as a subject in the country such as ours. How does it become, a game changer? How does it become a game changer? And why do we need ICT as a subject? How does it help in the improvement of our economy? So how does it contribute to the growth of the economy? How does it improve our economical situation, or at least, contribute to skills, to the growth of skills in the labor market? Right. So we are, of course, in online with Mr. Manfred Kamwanga Likoro. Good morning, sir. Sorry.
Good morning, Mr. Franz, and good morning, the listeners.
Yes. So ICT as a subject, why should it be so important? Why is ICT, why do people all the time talk about, ICT? How important is ICT as a subject in a country like ours?
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Franz, for the question. ICT is a broad subject. And the concept is actually evolving now. And, of course, it covers quite a few things, from a product that will store, retrieve, manipulate, transmit, or receive information electronic in a digital form. So in today's world, particularly in our country as Namibia, technology is playing a very important role. And I'll give a very, very simple example for now. Many years ago in these countries, we had really quite a challenge in terms of communication. But if you look in today's, technology, you'll find that many people that you were not communicating with them for quite some time, now you are eagerly to communicate with them. Group, particularly on WhatsApp, has been created. Many people have been scattered all over. They've created their, you know, village WhatsApp groups. They are communicating. They are trying to see what they can do to develop, you know, where they come from and what's happening at the village and so on. They are keeping themselves up to date. And that's just one of a very simple, you know, things that I can just say now as why ICT is so much important in our life nowadays, and in particular in Namibia.
Okay. Okay, what are the challenges of, you know, having ICT as a subject in, you know, in a country such as ours, which is vast? You know, one part of it is rural and one part of it is urban.
Well, okay, the challenge is that when you look at ICT as a broad, you know, whenever you want to get knowledge, you actually need to have those devices for you to use them. And if you look at in Namibia particularly, you will find that those that are more in the central areas of town, they are more into advantage for them to utilize ICT because it's more much on their doorsteps, I mean their steps. But the colleagues or other, you know, Namibians that are really in the rural area, they find it a little bit difficult for them because they are unable to acquire, you know, the devices that they can be able to use. Also, of course, they don't have the means for them to do that. And that's actually that's one of the challenges that we are facing in the country at the moment. And that's why you see that in terms of ICT knowledge, you will see that when you come to the cities, most of the young people, they can be able to utilize the technology devices. But if you go back to the villages, you will find them, they are still struggling to utilize the devices just because of those reasons between the two.
Yeah. All right. So most people, when we talk about ICT, most of us don't really understand what ICT is. It's kind of a, you know, of a general term. Maybe for you, you can explain to us or to the listeners,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you know, what ICT is.
All right. ICT stands for Information Communication Technology. This is a everyday usage of digital technology. Includes when you use a computer, tablets, or mobile phone, send email, browse the internet, make a video call. Those are all examples of using basic ICT skills and technology to communicate. And, you know, in today's, you know, technology, especially in Namibia, many people, you find them or you hear them talking about smartphones. Because these smartphones, these are the technology devices that you are using today, in order for them to communicate, you know, you can also create your email on your smartphone. You can take pictures, send them to your family, send them to the loved ones. And also you can use the same, you know, devices, your phones. Also for you, you know, to browse on the internet, search for information and so on. And you know, ICT, it plays a very important role in our life. Now imagine if you if we were could not have ICT. Let's take in the olden days, you know, when they are advertising for positions, either you need to wait it in the newspaper or they have to say it on the radio or something like that. But today, as long as you just go on the internet, you can get most of those positions that are being advertised. You can get you can also learn quite a lot of things on how you can, you know. For example, on the interviews, how do you, you know, what type of questions they are being asked? You can find them on the internet and you can learn, and then also you can use those one in order for you to advance your knowledge and skills. And really, ICT is a very important in our life nowadays, and it's taking center stage as we speak right now in the country.
All right. Now, most of us, we also don't understand what really comes with ICT.
that if you say you have studied ICT, what have you likely studied if you have to break it down? You have studied, are you studying telephone or computers or what really is? Because we talk about information, communication, or and technology. That still, to a person in the street, doesn't really understand what all that entails.
You see, just like I said earlier, that ICT is actually is very broad subject, and it depends on what you are going to study. Like for me, I did computer engineering, which I focused much on system administration. So the skills that I have acquired is for me to set up servers, set up towers, you know, like the MTC towers and so on for communication purposes. But you will find also some of, you know, studies that you can do, like programming, where you can program, you know, applications like mobile apps that we are using. For example, a very simple one that I will give that everybody knows is the e-wallet. Those type of app, in order for you to do that, you need to study programming on how you can create and come up with those type of applications that you people can be able to use in order for them to communicate, send, you know, monies or check their balance and so on. And also you'll find that you study, you can focus on agriculture. You can also focus on different aspects such as telecommunications or mobile communications. It depends what you really, you know, are love to do. If you are a programming person, which is a bit quite tough because it's a lot of coding, you can do that. And if you want to focus on system administrations, just connecting, you know, big computers and so on, you can also do that. There's also what we call a basic or basic skills that you can be able to acquire, like A+, N+, which is just a computer technician or a network technician. These are the people that you find on the ground, which are more on a technical level to fix your computers, connect your computers to internet, connect your computers to printers, or fix your printers when they are, you know, not functioning and so on. So it depends what do you really want to study, but ICT in itself is very, very broad.
And now, when we look at the education itself in this country, how far can you say it really supports ICT? Do we have, do we have infrastructure, so to say, which we can say you can learn ICT in the country or study and complete within the country without going, you know, outside?
Yes, yes. Namibia is actually doing quite a bit well, if you have to compare with other African countries, as we speak right now. Just a smaller, you know, kind of like a statistic, way back already in 2006, you know, Namibia was already classified as one of the countries in Africa where, you know, it's the first. Namibia was classified as the first in Africa in terms of internet availability, which has 36% computers per 1,000 people versus 9.9 for the rest of the Africa. That was way back in 2006. Now, if you have to count years up to where we are now, we have really improved quite well. And our government is really supporting as far as the ICT is concerned. We have quite good leadership with the vision. Namibia has impressive leadership and a clear vision for ICT in the youth education. And also in terms of policy, Namibia has a well-developed ICT in education policy that, you know, has planned carefully crafted in a consultative fashion by the majority of the ICT as well as education stakeholders. And also, you know, in terms of partnership and infrastructure, the government of Namibia has worked hard to forge partnership with private sectors, including the vendors as well as such as Microsoft. So our, you know, our country, you know, in terms of ICT, the leadership have really understood the importance of it. That's why you see now what has been done is that they have come up with what they called in education level as basic information science for grade 4 up to grade 7. You'll find computer literacy for grade 7 up, for grade 4 up to grade 7, computer practices for grade 8 up to grade 10, and so on. And this has helped many young people in Namibia in order for them to focus on ICT. But of course, as we speak on a higher institution level, if you go to NAST, there are quite a lot of young Namibians that are starting ICT. If you go to University of Namibia, the same. If you go to IUM, the same. You'll find them doing information technology management. They are doing programming. They are doing, you know, network engineering and so on. And we are doing quite well at the moment. And our institutions really, have opened up and has created quite a lot of ICT subjects that young Namibians are studying as we speak right now.
Mm. That's very, you know, informative, Mr. Likoro. And maybe the question here to ask also to say, look, we talk about the labor market.
Yes.
And the labor market, stands up with, stands on, you know, some factors. And one of which is, you know, the need for necessary skills.
Yeah.
And the challenges there which we have sometimes is that somebody graduates and just to get into the skill that he has, you know, it seems that the labor market is more advanced. The skills that are needed in the labor market are more advanced. It's because it's another thing of doing, you know, ICT, but are we not at the same pace with other countries as far as ICT is concerned, because we are looking at a very fast pace at which technology is advancing?
That is one of the challenges, not only necessarily in Namibia, but we can say it's in the whole African continent, if you have to compete with Europe. Because in Europe, this technology is evolving on a daily basis. And if something has been changed, let's say, for example, now Microsoft has come up with a new software on Word document. In Europe, they can release it today. And then when it comes to Africa and including Namibia, you might only receive such technologies or such softwares after a month or two. And this is also one of the challenges. Now, you find that many of the companies, those who are really technology up-to-dated, the moment a new software comes in, they update themselves. And then you find learners at the school level. As we speak right now, they are those learners that are still studying Microsoft Word 2007 and 2008. And the new software now is already on 2022. Now, when that student have, you know, finished such a course, when they go to the labor market, they will find it out that the labor market have grown faster than them, and they are behind. And this is actually really where you find the need that young people are not, or people are not getting, you know, into the labor forces because of those disparities. So I think it's important for us to keep ourselves updated, that as technology evolve as a country and also as Namibians, that we get that time for us to learn and try to do more research to update ourselves. The good thing also sometimes you find that even though it's really growing at a fast rate, especially when it comes to software development and so on, they are all compatible. They all work together. But just some few things that have changed here and there, that will be a challenge for you, which the labor might look at that you don't have that skills, but you know how to use it. And these are really the challenges that we are facing, not only in Namibia, but it's across the African continent.
Because there was a time when I was having a conversation with one researcher, and was saying that it seems that the technology in Africa is kind of 40 years behind.
It can be, yes, it can be, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, why does it take a month or two to reach Africa? What are the challenges that you, as you know, somebody who is in the industry, can say you have observed?
You know, number one is, you know, as technology evolves, of course, also the increasing of prices, we might not be able to afford immediately as they release it and we need to have it here. And also, you know, it depends also to where those people are designing the softwares. Maybe sometimes they want to focus their market first before they look outside, especially when it comes to technology. People want to update their countries and themselves before they can try to share whatever that they need to share. And this is one of the challenge or the reason that I have come to notice in terms of us not really receiving, you know, this technology immediately as has been, you know, designed wherever they are designing, particularly in the developing, you know, world, in Americas and in Europe and so on. So there will always be the receiving end. And unfortunately, that is how African countries are. We are always the receiving end because we don't have, you know, how should I put it? We don't have the power for us to, yes, to make those changes or for us to participate in that. They just always comes, here it is, you take it or you leave it.
Because, look, we have people such as yourself and many more others who have studied computer engineering, but we still go and study and still come back to build on Microsoft and the other. What is so difficult that is preventing us, you know, from coming up with our own servers that are in Africa, especially when it comes to data now that has become a commodity when you have foreign cloud facilities? What is that, you know, that is preventing Africans to come up with their own softwares and their own, you know, websites and so forth?
Okay, one of the biggest challenges is that most of these softwares, designers and so on, they are copyrighted and coded already. So for us, it's just to work on what those, you know, big companies that have already designed this stuff. The only thing that we can do is that for those that have learned programming, that they can come and design their own, you know, if you are using open source kind of programming codes, you can design your own app and so on. But when you come to bigger companies like Microsoft, you know, Apple computers and so on, they have already done their code and they've already put it on that standard. The only thing they do is that they train you and then they just come and ship it to your country. The other thing also that I want to highlight here is that, yes, we studied computer engineering. And I want to be very clear here. The word itself, it sounds very fancy and nice. But to be honest, what we studied was just to solve the problem. Because they will teach you, this is the hardware. This is the central processing unit. This is the memory. This is the mother body. And this is the what and what and what. And those, you know, devices have already been manufactured from where it's coming from. For you, it's just to tell you that if it's damaged, you need to replace it with the memory. If the processing unit is not working, you need to replace it with a new one. But we are not taught, some of us, we're not taught really to say that this is how you design the mother body itself. This is how you design the memory. This is how you design, you know, the mouse. This is how you design the keyboard. But what we are taught that this is how the mouse works. And if it's damaged and you can't fix it, replace it. And that is actually the challenge that we have. Maybe what we should focus on now is that instead of us being taught to become only to solve the problems of those particular technicality of technology that has already been designed, we should maybe change our concept to say that we should be able to be taught on how we can be able to design and come up with those technology for ourselves. That is actually where we need to focus on changing our education system.
Yeah, and one wonders really, why are we not focusing it on focusing on that then? I mean, what seems to be a problem here? Because those softwares, like you are saying, they are already coded and they are already programmed. They are already copyrighted and it's a done deal. We can't do anything to that. So why can't we then say, well, let's come up with our own? What is so difficult? Are we afraid of competition or what is really the problem?
Well, at the moment, our higher institutions are really trying their best. You know, the University of Namibia, the NASC, as well as IUM, to bring students at that level. But of course, being that we are in Africa and so on, it's really going to take us time for us to get where those, where others are. However, like I said, they're really trying their best to teach the new students that are coming up in that aspect to say that this is how you can be able to come up with your mother bodies, this is how you can come up with this, this is how you can design this, and so on. And I believe if we just have to put ourselves, especially the young ones that are studying technology, if they can just really focus and then together with their lecturers and together with the academicians in this country, that we all of us look at it and see that this is the most important thing that we really need to focus on and can be able to change our curriculum here and there. I can, you know, guarantee you that 10, 20 years, 30 years from now, or 20, 30, 2050, on the agenda 2063, Namibia, if we have to focus, will be one of the people that will be able to manufacture those things.
That's really a great hope. And maybe the, you know, the question that one would have right now is to say, you said that, you know, it has to do with servers and towers and computers. But maybe, you know, every subject has its own challenges.
Yes.
Maybe what is so challenging about, you know, ICT? Because, you know, when there was a time when I wanted to do economics, and I realized there's some mathematics in that thing, and accounting.
Yes.
I had to quit because I don't have a mathematic background. So what seemed to be challenging, you know, in maybe you can take us through what is enjoyable in ICT, and then what is maybe challenging in ICT, those one. Because for me, ICT is something, you know, that I'm curious to, you know, understand better.
Yeah, you see, for a person such as yourself who's really very curious to get into ICT and you love doing it, believe me, you'll do whatever you can in order for you to study and make sure that you understand what you're being taught. But if one would just want to go there, you know, it's because it's just an opportunity that I want to go and study, but it's not your passion. It's not something that you are passionate about. Believe me, you will not be able, because just like you said, it's science. You know, computer is science. You know, you will get science, you need mathematics, you need to understand, especially when it comes to programming. I also did a little bit of programming. I didn't like it, so I have to change to come to computer engineering, because the coding were just too much for me. You need to be smart as far as studying science is concerned. You need to be smart, especially when it comes to mathematics, as well as science subjects and so on, because you'll be required to do a lot of calculations. You'll be required to understand, you know, this technology, how it works. You are going to work with different softwares. You are going to work with different devices. You need to understand all these type of things. And the challenge that we also sometimes come across with that many of those also that study computer engineering, they will not finish it. They will just maybe go first year, second year, they will leave, because it's a very, you know, demanding as well as challenging, you know, a career that you need to partake.
Ash, so it amounts to passion.
Yes.
Because most of us will say, let me just take it because maybe ICT, there's money. People think there's money in ICT. Just somebody, you know, you get to education and you end up beating kids because you are frustrated. It's not your, it's not your, your passion. Now I understand, that it's about passion and, but then one would say, but ICT, some of us from the rural area, how do we benefit from this ICT? You know, it's more of an urban area kind of thing. because most people don't even have network coverage in their areas. And you talk about ICT, so it becomes an irrelevant kind of subject to them. Maybe in your closing words, how do you encourage such people? And what should be done to make sure that, you know, ICT goes to reach to people in, you know, Katwitwi, Ngamagoro, Sawiema areas, that side, and going up to the areas in the deep in Okangwati?
Yeah. I think what needs to be done is that the challenge that we always have is that we want, you know, when you are teaching technology, you want to teach them practically. If you want to showing them that this is a keyboard, you must be able to show them this is the keyboard. If this is how you connect to the internet, now the internet is connected, you should be able to show them. But just like you are saying, at the rural area is very difficult. You will not be able to find such infrastructures. No, you will not be able to find computer labs. However, as I've indicated earlier, the government have tried their level best in terms of coming up with an ICT policies, coming up with a great leadership on a clear vision on ICT. And those subjects, especially the young ones that at the primary level, those basic information sciences, computer literacy, computer practice, and computer studies that are being taught from maybe grade 4 up to grade 7 or up to grade 12, they should just be able to try their best and focus on that. And believe me, the moment that they are maybe finished their grade 7, going to grade 8, and they are going to a school where there's a computer library, you will be able for you to see whatever you have learned theoretically, you are going to see it now practically. You will know this is a keyboard, this is a mouse, this is a computer box, this is a monitor, and this is how you connect them together in order for them to work. So even though that we are having challenges, that we might not get those things, but if the books are there and the teachers are giving their time for them to teach you these things, you should be able to focus. You'll get them as you grow. When you come to the university level, you are going to get it there, and then you can study more and expand if you have that passion for you to do computer engineering or to do computer science.
All right. Mr. Likoro, thank you very much. But I'm after you because we need to discuss the issue of, you see, when it comes to the issue of the advancement, it seems that servers are also improving very fast.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and we also need to discuss that. I think I'll send you, you know, some questions so that you come and, you know, help us to understand when it comes to, you know, the changes that are taking place as far as servers are concerned.
Yeah. All right. No, thank you so much. Before we conclude, you know, I think you have our Benguela Dam, our new vessel from Namdeb, which is one of the vessels which has the latest technology and fully integrated design to achieve whatever it needs to do. Now, those are the things that we need to focus on as Namibian, because that vessel is ours. Now, to what an extent did we, Namibia, understand the technology that we find in that vessel? Secondly, if you look at Namport, the Namport new container terminal, it's automated. The technology that you get there is at the advanced stage. And this is where the young people should be able to go and try to see and then try to learn those things, because in the future, we don't need to get people from outside to come and fix it, but we should be able to fix it ourselves. And lastly, green hydrogen. This has been the topics in this country. And believe me, when these things are going to be set up, it's highly sophisticated technology you are going to use. As young people, also those that are now studying also in computer science and so on, they should also start now thinking, going into this type of technology, because it's going to take center stage in this country. And then once you have that knowledge, you'll be the first Namibian to be employed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Right. That was Manfred Kamanga Likoro is a computer engineer. He said he tried programming. He had to quit because it was full of codings. And the codes, you have to understand, you have to have mathematics. You have to be, you have to have some numeracy. So, yeah, I also tried to get, because when I get into high school, there was science, then I was not that much good when it comes to biology, mathematics, chemistry, and you know. So I decided, okay, let me go for economics and accounting. And then the first day I reached in accounting, I sit down in the class. The second day I went to the teacher, I said, look, I don't understand what you are talking about, so I think I have to go back to science. Because there was too much this, you know, calculations, and I don't have a mathematics background. Yeah, so it's also about, you know, passion. As a young person, if you take ICT, for example, as a subject, do you have passion for it? And it's not only about, you know, studying ICT. It's also whether or not, you know, you are able to use your education and whatever you got to, you know, leverage the opportunities that are, you know, that are there. But we know that ICT in an economy is a very, very important game changer. Because ICT, information communication technology, that's a center point of every, you know, technology that you are talking about. Be it smartphones, it's ICT, computers, ICT, they are all part of and parcel of information communication and technology. Or information, you know, communication, or IT. Now, the challenges that we have is, you know, coming up with our own programs and softwares. We are only taught to solve a problem. That when Windows crash, this is how you recover your document. That's a solution. But how do I come up with my own window? So, how do we Namibianize software and make it ours? That, you know, we are not taught. And as long as we are only taught how to cook and not how to produce food or how to put the seed on, you know, under the ground and, you know, let it until it grows and then you process it into you know, into food, then we will be eating from others. And that is, you know, a challenge. So it's 11 minutes to, you know, 12. And we are still here talking about, you know, discussing the issue of ICT as a game changer in the economy. Now, why is it a game changer in the economy? It's because, you see, you need infrastructure that can enhance the growth of economy. For example, you need telecommunication infrastructure, because a telecommunication infrastructure is one of the best pillars of economic growth. And I think it was few months ago when we had a discussion to say, if you see a network tower in your village, that's already an economic pillar. That's an economic pillar, because as a young person, you can actually come up with an internet, you know, business where people come, download their assignment, then they pay. Send their emails, whatever, then they pay. So that's already a pillar. It's not just for hello, hello, or, you know, voice notes. And most of us young people are involved into, you know, sending voice notes that are not constructive. We are more, you know, fighting with politics and all those. Those will not help the economy grow. So then a network tower is an economy. I mean, it's a pillar already, one of the pillars of the economy. And if you understand what it does, you are the king or the queen of that area. By the time everybody is going to, you know, wake up to compete with you, you have already advanced and you have already built your business up. So it's not always about, you know, government bringing this, government doing what. It's also about what do you have in your hands. In your community, you have a network tower. And to some point, not every, you know, place that you find the poor network. There are places where network is rich. It's fast, 3G. Or 4G in some place. But even in some areas, the 3G is quite good. You are able to do a lot with it. But most of us, we only look at the network tower, set a tender your network. That's it. But that's an economic pillar. That can be a game changer in your community. So it's not just a network tower that is erected, where we even fight, you know, we most of us, when we are on our Facebook, we just want to fight. But we don't understand that Facebook contains opportunities that we can leverage for our own growth. Because the economy starts with the household. The economy starts in the household. Before it spills over into, you know, a community, then it becomes a regional, then it becomes a national economy, before it becomes a continental thing, and then it transforms itself, it becomes intercontinental. Most of the applications that are designed that we are using today were just designed for, you know, somebody just designed it. It became a community thing. Before you know, it became a regional, and before you know, you know, it reached. So we shouldn't be, you know, the way we interpret development should be diversified. Right. We are going for a short break. Then after a short break, I'll come and say my, you know, final two words, and then we will have Dwight coming in. Just, you know, stay tuned.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu woma futiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuma mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko Lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka Lelape. Nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero yambeko gomavaro nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara gutseithire oshigwana ashihe shomoNamibia okuza owala poodola ndatu niithilinga itano metumaraka kehe. LelaPay oharongo ngini? Konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa wu udhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovenda yini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumwaraka joye eto thindi mpoka pwashangwa send utume. Shampa watumu etumwaraka joye otari tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, LelaPay nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwa moyoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaite.com notai ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukare waguza kokaarandithi, tudengela nena konora 081-9-6-33 nenge konora 081-32-33-34 nonora yeri yaari. LelaPay yimonena nena. Tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massively?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show that's designed to crack you up and make you think at the same time.
All right, like I'm saying, even the computer itself, even smartphone, you know, it's a game changer on its own. These are economic, these are pillars of the economy. These are factors of, you know, economic growth and economic development. But ICT in general is a factor of economic, you know, development. And we were talking about, and I think it's something that I need to follow up when you're talking about how automated is NAMPOT and all that. These are the things that need to, you know, maybe me to get into there and get into a bus and just get into understand how this thing work, or getting somebody, you know, who able to, you know, give us, because everything is automated. Yesterday I was listening to the Emir of Qatar when he was addressing at the World Economic Forum. You see, there's nothing that I followed like the World Economic Forum. He was talking about the you know, them supplying the liquefied natural gas, and they are using, you know, advanced ship with advanced technology. ICT is not only an economic game changer, but it's also a game changer in military. Tomorrow, and I'll come and tell you how is ICT a game changer in military development and military advancement. So we'll come and discuss that tomorrow. And how is it? Because whosoever has the best infrastructure becomes a superpower automatically. And this is, you know, a race that is going on between at least 25 countries of the world that are racing towards becoming global military superpowers. And one of the game-changing, you know, factors is ICT. And maybe I will reserve this because I need to get somebody who is a car auto mechanical engineer. When we are coming to discuss the issue of, you know, the importance of the semiconductors And then, you know, semiconductors that are becoming very scarce. And it, whosoever owns, have the semiconductors or the chips is a king also at the same time. It becomes a, you know, a global power. So if you put that together, you see how much ICT is important and, you know, vastly. Right. So, and today I will end here. And let me just greet Dwight. Dwight.
France, morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
How's the show been, France?
A very, very, very great show. Very awesome show.
Mm.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, that's what technology aims to do.
Yeah.
Gives us that awe factor, that awesome factor.
Yes.
And that's what we always aim to do.
Right. So, Dwight, let me, get out of here.
Mm.
And, of course, we are going to meet again on the home run. Stay tuned for Dwight and for the rest of the programs that will follow.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walelape. Lela pe onkaro ompu woma futiro no kwethitha ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mambepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mambepo torongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe. Nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe, ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari, eto turamo o maothemba goe. Indako kanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako oshimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o maothemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pei, imo nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.